Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Videos of jubilant residents celebrating in the formerly occupied Ukrainian city of Kherson continue to dominate social media following the arrival of Ukrainian troops into the city on Friday. The Ukrainian national anthem rang out in Kherson for the first time in 8 months after Moscow pulled its forces out of the only regional capital it had captured since the beginning of the Russian invasion on February 24th. In a video address on Friday evening, President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the historic day of Kherson's return to Ukraine while pointing to the humanitarian and military work still remaining to be done. According to the U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War, the battle for Ukraine's southern Kherson region is not over, and Russian forces are now prioritizing delaying Ukrainian forces rather than seeking to halt the Ukrainian counteroffensive entirely. Analysts predict a long, hard winter amidst continuing attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure, with local organizations bracing for a potential Russian response to what analysts are calling a significant strategic and symbolic defeat for Russia. The U.S. Senate will remain in control of the Democrats for another 6 years, as results came in over the weekend showing incumbent Senator Kathleen Cortez Masto narrowly winning re-election in the U.S. state of Nevada. Votes continue to be tabulated in last Tuesday's midterm elections in the United States, with several races for seats in the U.S. House of Representatives still too close to call. The Senate race in Georgia will be decided in a runoff election on December 6th, as no candidate received over 50% of the vote. With the addition of the Senate's two independent members, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King Jr. of Maine, and the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris, Democrats are once again projected to have a majority in the U.S. Senate. Republicans are poised to win a slim majority in the U.S. House of Representatives after flipping six districts from Democrat to Republican, giving them 211 confirmed seats to 203 for Democrats. At least 10 of the 21 undecided races are projected to go to the Republicans, giving the GOP a slim majority in Congress. The remains of three Polish presidents in exile arrived in Poland yesterday after being transferred from a military cemetery in Newark, Nottinghamshire, England. The ashes of presidents Władysław Raczkiewicz, August Zaleski, and Stanisław Ostrowski were later reinterred during a funeral ceremony at the newly created Mausoleum of the Presidents of the Republic of Poland, housed in the Temple of Divine Providence in Warsaw. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki welcomed the culmination of the nearly five-year effort to bring the remains back to Poland. Speaking at the military airport in Warsaw on Saturday, Morawiecki declared that the three former presidents are returning to their homeland. They are coming where they belong. Now they will forever witness the truth, continuation, and dream of a great Poland. As part of Polish Independence Day celebrations, President Andrzej Duda awarded the Knight's Cross of the Order of Polonia Restituta to 13 people distinguished for their service to the Polish state and society. Among those honored was Czesław Nowak, president of the Godność, or Dignity Association, which brings together former members of the famous Solidarity movement, including anti-communist opposition activists and those, like Nowak, who were political prisoners during the period from 1981 to 1989. Since 1994, Nowak has been president of the association, an organization he co-founded to commemorate the history of the democratic opposition in the times of the People's Republic of Poland, in particular in the Gdańsk region.
The weather.
Today will be cool and cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the early afternoon and a very light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 12 degrees centigrade or 54 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Sunnier but colder weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures set to drop close to freezing as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.